Kondo, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment, Kondo, the magician. And just as you enjoy listening to this radio drama of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, so will you enjoy using the soap we make. White King granulated soap. White King was the first washing machine soap ever made anywhere. When it was first perfected 30 years ago, it was a brand new idea because it was a granulated soap, not a bar soap. And it worked as no other soap had ever worked in a washing machine. No washing machine works better than the soap you use. And today, White King, a good soap for 30 years, is improved in quality, better than ever. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King for your washing machine. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box top and tell your friends to save their White King box tops too. In Algiers, on their search for Robert Regent, Frank Chandler, with Dorothy, Betty, and Bob, is staying at the home of Maurice Chauvet, one of the Near East agents of the secret Inner Council. But before the Regents arrive from the hotel, Chandler, in native dress, has left the house. He is trailing a new servant of Chauvet, discovered listening to a confidential talk between Chauvet and Chandler. It is now later that night. As the Regents await Chandler's return, they do not know that in a house directly across the narrow street, he has fallen into the hands of the malign Roxor. Kondo, the magician.
Oh, I'm so sleepy. If that music would ever stop, I'd go to bed.
Well, why don't you anyway, dear? It's awfully late. You won't hear it so plainly from your room.
Oh, will you call me if Uncle Frank finds out anything about Daddy?
Oh, I'm not going to bed till Uncle Frank comes back. I'll bang on your door, Beth.
Okay. Oh, there he is.
The servants must all be in bed.
Oh, I'll go down and let him in.
You've been gone a long time. Mr. Chauvet said he left here about 8 o'clock.
Okay, come on up then.
That can't be Uncle Frank.
Right in here. Mother, this man came to see Uncle Frank. He has something to tell him.
Hey, what's this? Where is he?
Mr. Chandler's out for a few minutes. I'm his sister. Will you leave a message for him?
No message, sister of the Effendi. I have Waraki. He will rejoice to see.
Won't you sit down and wait? He won't be long.
I will go. When he is here, I will come again.
What did you say you have for him?
Waraki. He will know.
Wait, don't go yet. We don't understand what it is you have. Does it belong to Mr. Chandler?
It belongs to the dead.
Huh?
Oh, I bet it's a scarab or something he stole from a tomb.
Oh, Bob, this isn't Egypt.
Well, they have all kinds of old tombs and ruins around here.
Oh, now, Bob.
Mr. Chauvet said there were ruins thousands of years old out in the country a little way.
Oh, Bob, wait a minute. I want to find out what he means. What is it you have for the Effendi Chandler?
It is not of Afrika, sis. It is from far, far over the ocean.
You can't mean from America.
I know only Abu gave it to me in Alexandria.
Abu? Why, he's one of Naji's servants.
Oh, there must be a million Abus.
I think I know. He's the one who locked us in that shop the first
day. I was. It is so.
Is it papers? Like these? Tell me.
You have spoken. Oh. I have heard Abu took them from a dark room under the earth with the figure of a god to guard them. Abu...
Mother, those drawings of Daddy's.
Mr. Chandler will be very glad you brought them. Thank you so much.
I go now. I will come again when he is here.
Well, aren't you going to leave them?
No. I think the Effendi will pay me much silver to have them.
Well, I'll pay you myself. How much do you want for them?
Many, many pounds of English money.
Oh, well, I'll give it to you. £100 if you want it.
Much more.
Well, show them to me.
Heck yes. We don't know you've even got them.
For all we know, you gave them to Roxor long ago.
Oh, no, he didn't. Uncle Frank said Roxor hadn't received them. He was sure.
Abu sent them to Roxor. But I know they cost much money. So I do not take them to him. I keep them. Fine rugs, a beautiful wife. Money will buy them for me.
Well, where are the drawings? I'll pay you whatever you ask.
Bob, listen. Huh? Why don't you just knock him down and take them? They belong to us. I'll help you.
You do not believe I would bring them now, Sid. No, I do not like to be killed for them. I keep them in very safe place.
Oh, please bring them. Just tell me how much you want for them and I'll
give... I think the Effendi pay me more money. Women, no good.
Well, wait a minute, can't you? What's your name? Well, how can my uncle reach you? Where do you live?
I'm around many corners, through many narrow streets.
Oh, I've never felt so helpless in my life.
Bob! What is it? Bob!
Oh, wait a minute, here. I opened the door and two big Arabs jumped on that guy and dragged him away.
What?
Right down the street in the pitch dark.
Oh, why doesn't Frank come back? Where in the world can he be?
You will tell me how you perform those tricks of yours, Chandler. Your so-called magic.
Then why not send these fellows away? Do you want them to know everything?
Nah. You're trying to keep me talking while you plan your escape from the house.
With those bruisers just outside the door? I know better.
Go out, Potros. All of you. Wait outside.
I want master.
Well?
Tell me, Roxor. Is that music upstairs played for you? I thought your taste was better than that.
I hate it. But it is useful to me. People think this is the house of a rich Turk with many wives and dancing girls.
Well, you think of everything.
I think of this, Chandler. Whoever Maurice Chaudet is working for should get rid of him.
Oh?
If he is a spy, he is a very poor one. He does not so much as investigate this house. He could step from his upper windows to mine. They are only a few inches apart. But he does nothing.
But why tell me?
You are staying there.
Yes, he's an old friend. You might send someone over to let him know after you killed me.
I am waiting, Chandler. I have ways of persuading men.
Yes, I remember Bin Sada. But I'll tell you just one thing. You can kill me, and every man you know connected with us. But you'll never win, because you're dead wrong.
Wrong, right. There is no right or wrong but what a strong man makes. And the strongest is right.
Yes. What about Regent? He's held out against you for 9 years. So far, he's stronger than you are. Is he right?
He's a prisoner in a ruin which he will never leave.
You know, I wonder you don't take me out there to kill me.
Why not? What a perfect ending for you. Almost I would like to do it. But I will not.
It's not very far, is it? Not as far as the Gorge of Death.
What do you mean?
The Arabs call it Shabat el-Akira. Bare, jagged peaks a mile high. And between them, tunnels. Wet, slimy, tomb-like, even in the noonday sun.
No, stop.
Horrible tailless monkeys swing with hairy fingers and toes from the twisted trees and poke their leering faces from Black Mouth Cavern.
Stop!
Do you know the Gorge of Death, Roxo?
Stop! The ruin of Kubor is not near it.
No. It's not as far from Algiers.
So? Even now you will not learn where it is. You will not live to know.
Roxo!
What do you want now, Botros?
Master, come to the upper room.
Why?
I beg you to come and see for yourself. Only you will know what to do.
What would you have done if I had not come to Algiers? Come in, then. Stay with Chandler. If you allow him to escape, I will give you a taste of the new poison.
No, no, Mualem. He shall not escape. Mehmed and Hassan are outside the door. Go up quickly, Tafadal.
Sit down, Butler. I won't bite you.
I know better than to believe your words, Ferengi.
Tell me, are you going out to the ruin with Roxor?
I
You've heard tales about it, I suppose. But they're only stories, Patros.
No, Effendi, they are true. The water is all that remains of the oasis of the demons.
Oasis of the demons? That would be Kubr el Rumir. Oh, so that's why it's called Kubr.
Aye, why?
And the seven palms, are they still standing?
Oh, no, Effendi, no palms. Only the small high place among the rocks, with the hills folded about it like dead wings.
Mm-hmm.
Even for Roxor himself, I would not go inside.
Why not?
Whoever seeks to discover the secret of the oasis will die. Great stones will fall upon him, and he will die in a circle of crimson flames.
But Robert Regent is
Regent.
There. How is it he hasn't died?
Regent! No man speaks his name. Roxor will kill me.
Listen, he won't know.
He'll know everything.
Listen. How many men are there with him? How many men guard the ruin?
No, I've said too much. Roxor!
Sorry, Botros. I've been coming, so I'll go.
You are not going. No.
Just sit quietly on that cushion.
No, I
sit
will.
Sit there, Botros. You cannot move.
I will just die.
So long, Botros.
Well, they call me, Botros. What is it? Where is Chandler?
He is Roxor. I cannot move.
Oh, he is gone. Huh? I told you would die if you permitted him to escape, and now you shall. I had him in my hand, fool.
Master, I beg you.
Hassan, Macbeth!
I want that.
Take him to the cellars and come back at once. Young Regent is in the upper room. He stepped across from the window to Chaudet's house.
Master, you will permit me to kill him for you.
You cannot even move. Now I will have them both. Chandler will be sure to come back for young Regent. I know him. He's a fool. He will come.
Before we bring to a close our drama tonight, may we say one brief word about White King soap for summer wash days. The warmer the weather gets, the more dirt the youngsters seem to collect on their clothes. And that is when you need the wash day help of White King in your washing machine more than ever. For only honest-to-goodness soap suds can wash dirty clothes really clean. And if you think that everything that comes in boxes is soap, or if you think all soaps are pretty much alike, we suggest you try White King. You will find that everything from cowboy jeans to bright, pretty cottons, from bath towels to work clothes, comes out fresh and clean when washed in White King suds. White King washes off the surface dirt and washes out the hidden dirt, the deep down dirt you cannot see. Try White King in your washing machine, won't you? Know what you'll say? You'll say this: I love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.